This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The Senate has unanimously passed a bill that could force some foreign companies off American stock exchanges. Any foreign company could be affected, but senators were thinking a lot about China. This given long-running concerns about accounting practices. Marketplace's Nova Safo is on the story today. Nova, what exactly does the Senate bill do?
The idea is to compel all foreign companies to open up their books to American regulators to ensure their accounting is on the up and up. This is the same standard American companies must meet to be listed on the U.S. stock exchanges. The problem is there are more than 200 foreign firms which are not meeting that standard. Many are Chinese, so Americans don't have a full picture of what's going on inside those companies.
So what got through the Senate goes to the House. If it's eventually signed into law, boom, we immediately see 200 companies get delisted.
Well, it depends. There's a 3-year provision, David. If U.S. regulators don't have access to company books for 3 consecutive years, then yes, trading stops. But that may be almost moot. I spoke this morning with Shaz Das. Between 2011 and 2015, he was the chief U.S. negotiator with Chinese regulators. And here's his take.
I don't know that the Chinese companies would effectively capitulate. And I say that because they have other jurisdictions that would be more than happy to be venues for their listing.
He says Hong Kong's stock exchange is one likely destination for these companies rather than more transparency with U.S. regulators.
All right. Marketplace's Nova Safo, thank you.